But I knew he did not need to worry. Even if he was blind, I would always love him and stay with him. However, I decided to talk of other things and make him laugh a little. We talked for many hours that night. When it was time for bed, he asked me,
"Jane, there were only ladies in the house where you lived, weren't there?"
When I went to bed, I was still laughing. Good. A little jealousy will make him stronger and not so sorry for himself. The next day, I took him for a long walk. I described the beautiful forest to him as we sat under a tree.
"Tell me, Jane, what happened to you after you left me?"
And so I told him my story. He wanted to know all about St. John, my cousin.
"This St. John, do you like him?"
"He's a serious, religious man and a very good one. I do like him."
"He's perhaps an old man, about 50 years old.
"St. John is only 29, sir."
"And very stupid, I think you said. Not at all intelligent."
I started laughing. "He has an excellent brain, sir."
"Did you say he was rather plain? Extremely ugly, in fact."
"St. John is a very handsome man, tall and fair, with blue eyes." Mr. Rochester frowned and swore loudly. "In fact, sir," I continued, "he asked me to marry him."
"Well, Jane, leave me and go. Marry Rivers. Oh, until now I was so happy."
"Well, sir, he did ask me to marry him, in fact, but I will never do that. He doesn't love me, and I don't love him. He's a good man, but too cold. Don't be jealous, sir. All my love is yours."